This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Friday, 24th July, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. The night is warm across Israel, with clear skies in Tel Aviv and a gentle breeze in Jerusalem. A pleasant evening for those out and about. Here are today's headlines. First, from Ynet just in, U.S. intelligence suggests that Iran's supreme leader Mojtaba Khamenei is pursuing a nuclear warhead. Also, from the Times of Israel, settlers have rampaged across the West Bank this hour. This follows the burial of an Israeli civil security officer shot by a Palestinian. Also this hour, Walla reveals a special operation by the Duvdevan unit in Nablus, resulting in the arrest of two terrorists. Separately, JTA reports that while summer school's out and surfing is up in Israel, fears of war are rising amid Iran's regional actions. And finally, according to I-24 News, Netanyahu will attend Lindsey Graham's funeral and meet with Trump in Washington on Tuesday. Reaction has been swift on social media. Ami Dar, an activist, posted minutes ago calling the current unrest in the West Bank a code red situation for Jewish leaders worldwide to intervene. Ynet Global highlighted earlier today that U.S. intelligence is assessing Iran's nuclear ambitions under Supreme Leader Khamenei. Ihab Hassan, a commentator writing just now, described a harrowing incident where a Palestinian baby survived a settler attack in Urif. Let's go deeper. Starting with the report from Ynet on Iran, U.S. intelligence assesses that Iran is advancing towards a nuclear warhead that can be mounted on long-range missiles. This development could escalate tensions in the already volatile Middle East. The international community remains on high alert over Iran's nuclear ambitions. Turning to the West Bank, the Times of Israel details how settlers have attacked over a dozen Palestinian villages. This violent outburst coincides with the burial of an Israeli security officer. The situation underscores the rising tensions between Israelis and Palestinians. Calls for further settlement construction in Gaza and Lebanon have been made. Meanwhile, new revelations from Walla describe a daring operation by the Duvdevan unit in Nablus. Under Lieutenant Koller, D's leadership, the unit swiftly captured two terrorists involved in a recent shooting. Such operations highlight the ongoing security challenges Israel faces daily. In a related development, JTA reports that while Israelis enjoy summer leisure activities, concerns about a potential war with Iran loom. Iran's aggressive actions in the region continue to raise fears of conflict spilling over into Israel. This uncertainty affects both civilian life and regional stability. Finally, on the diplomatic front, I-24 News informs us that Prime Minister Netanyahu will attend Senator Lindsey Graham's funeral. During his visit to Washington, he plans to meet with former President Trump. This visit may have significant implications for Israel-U.S. relations. Turning to business and markets. First, CTEC reports that Cisco has made a strategic investment in the Israeli startup Zafran, despite questions about its growth trajectory. This move strengthens Zafran's position with blue-chip investors. Separately, Ynet Business highlights Israeli food tech startup Plentopia, which has raised $9 million. The company aims to create animal-free dairy products, potentially revolutionizing the dairy industry. And finally, Israel Hayom Business lists 12 new products designed to maintain a sleek look in Israel's humid climate. These include L'Oreal's latest keratin technology and Isle Maquillage's innovative brow gel. That's your Israel 18 News update for evening. We'll be back with more at 1 a.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.